Hey, it's Bethany here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dialed In. So this episode is actually the audio taken from a Facebook Live I did recently about not having enough time and two reasons that cause us to not have enough time. So I hope this serves you well. Right after the Facebook audio, I give you some questions you can ask yourself to kind of walk through. If you're one of those people that doesn't have enough time, or maybe you have a friend that is in that situation, share this out. Let me know how you like it. And hey, at the very end of my wrap up, I say, thank you for watching. And I just left it in there because you know what? You've just got to stay real. And I appreciate you guys being here with me and listening to these episodes and sharing them with your friends and leaving the reviews. That means everything to me because really together we can make a great impact on this world. So thanks so much for the love and enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, happy Black Friday. How's everyone doing today? I don't know about you, but I stay at home. I've been home today. I haven't really been out shopping. I have done some online shopping though, even though technically online shopping is Cyber Monday, but I've noticed that a lot of places have their sales going on online. So let me know if you can hear me okay. I'm coming to you live from my shop office. And this is the first time since we got new internet put in out here that I've been able to be live. So I just want to be sure you can hear me okay. My daughter's actually bringing me my phone so I can double check it on my phone. So hi, happy Friday. Say hello. If you're watching live and if you're catching the replay, hashtag replay. So I want to talk a little bit about not having enough time. I have a dear friend that we get together every year. We've gotten together. Thank you, Gwen. We've gotten together for, oh my goodness, more than 20 years we get together. So there's a group of four of us, and every year we get together and we call it Friends Christmas. And I love her to death, but she is always late. Like, it doesn't matter if we tell her a month in advance that we're going to meet Friday at 4 o'clock. It doesn't fail that she's not there until 5:30 or 6. She's always late. Hey, Tracy. And for a while, you know, I realized that sometimes our personalities lend us different attributes, but I also have learned in the work that I've done that saying something like, well, I'm always late, it's just how I am, is a cop out, because we choose how we are and we choose on a moment to moment basis how we show up. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to check out my connection here on my phone. If you're watching, let me know if you can see me okay or if I'm coming through clearly. And then we're going to jump right in to what to do about not having enough time. So I'm going to soon see. Oh, look, I'm there and I'm not glitching out. Yay. All right. So I'm going to keep these comments up because sometimes I don't see them on here on my laptop. Okay. So what do you do if you don't have enough time? Well, so I'm going to speak some hard truths. Yay. That's great, Tracy. Thank you. I'm going to speak some hard truths to you, and this may ruffle your feathers. If what I'm saying pisses you off, if what I'm saying makes you angry, it's a trigger for you. And I want you to, instead of directing that and blaming me for making you angry, I want you to take a look at why you're feeling angry, if this triggers you in any way, okay? Because the core of this is we make time for what's important to us, period. We make time for what's important to us. I was on a group coaching call and there was like 300 participants and I was just one of them. And the reason that I hopped on this call was basically to learn a couple of things. Anytime I'm watching a coach that has maybe been a coach longer than I have, or maybe is having a bigger impact than I'm having, I always watch so I can learn, like how they are approaching people. And secondly, I listen so I can learn. Even if a question doesn't necessarily isn't a question that I would have, when I listen to the coach coaching the individual, I try to put myself in that seat, because I think that every single person that we come in contact with, we have something to learn from. So I'm on this call. It's a Zoom call, so the coach can see our faces. And there's over 300 people on this call. And they're working through a situation where this person that was being coached had made a commitment to move some things forward in her business, and she hadn't done it. And so he was asking her about it. And she's like, "You just don't understand. I don't have enough time. I have two kids. My mom needed me. I had to make a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. Then I had three phone calls I didn't expect. And then something else happened that I said yes to, and I had to run and do that." And he's like, wait. First of all, stop validating the fact. Listen to what you're speaking. All you're doing is elevating your anxiety over and over and over again because you're stuck in your story. "I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time." As you wish, do you see that where you put your focus and attention is what you're going to see more of? So if you keep focusing on the bad crap in your life or the reason that you don't have enough time, you're going to continue to see more of that, attract more of that to you, and have more of that. So he went on to try to talk her down and just say, "Listen, everybody has things that happen. Everybody has things. Like, that's the whole truth, you guys. Nobody has a charmed life. Nobody gets out of this world without pain and unexpected painful events that happen. We all have shit that happens to us. It's all in how we choose to respond to it. So are there going to be days that something happens? Like, let's say you get stopped in traffic because there's an accident and it causes you to have to push back everything. And so you can't be there on time. Absolutely. But more days than not, the reason that you don't have enough time is because you're choosing it. And let me explain further. So a lot of times, if we're very driven people, or we like to please people, we will say yes to too many things in our day, especially around the holidays. We will say yes to too many things, and then we'll be scrambling to try to get them done. We'll be stressed out. We won't get enough sleep. We'll be panicked. We'll think about all day long how we're disappointing people, and we'll be running behind. And so then we don't show up well to any of those things that we've committed to. We're frazzled, we're exhausted, and we spend our time thinking about the future and being worried about what comes next and if we're going to be able to get it done. That's no way to live. It doesn't have to be that way. A lot of times there's two reasons that people don't have enough time, okay? Besides their belief that there isn't enough time, there's two big reasons. Number one, they're not prioritizing. So they say, this is my list of my top 10 priorities, but they don't live it. So they're putting everything else before what's supposed to be important to them. And then they run out of time for anything that's important to them, and they live disappointed, discouraged, and resentful. Number two, I just lost it. I got it. Number two, they don't have boundaries. People that run out of time, that say, "I never have enough time," they don't have boundaries. I'm not saying that things don't happen that cause you not to have time, okay? So for instance, I have a friend that her mom fell right before Thanksgiving, and she like broke her leg, and then she fell a few days later and she broke her arm, same side of her body. Obviously, she's not gonna be able to cook. So my friend's picking up the slack. So she's not going to be able to follow through with other commitments that she had today because she's busy cooking and picking up the slack because that was an unexpected event, right? And she prioritized. She said, "This meal is the most important. My family is the most important. Girls, you're going to have to wait, and I'll catch up with you later." And that is okay. You're communicating, and that's okay. Oh, lacking motivation. Tracy says, "What about lacking motivation?" So that also goes hand in hand with your priorities, because if something is truly a priority for you, and if you're really committed to it being a priority, you're doing it whether you feel like it, whether you feel motivated or not. What are your priorities? If you listed out your priorities every day and you listed out how you spent your time, would they match? And listen, you guys, I'm not coming to you from a place that I have it all figured out, okay? I'm much better than I used to be. I used to live out of alignment with my priorities and feel like I didn't have enough time every single day. I was stressed. I was running around frantic. I was convincing myself that there wasn't enough time and I was disappointing everybody. And those things have changed. Those things have changed for me. How? I got real with myself. I have a tendency to think I'm going to get more done in less time. So anytime I schedule a project, I double the time for it. If I think it's going to take me 3 hours, I schedule 6. I know that may sound crazy, but you know what's brilliant about that? When you get it done in maybe 4 hours, and then you have 2 hours left, I keep a running list right next to my desk, and it has all the other things on it that I want to get done. So typically, every day, I have a priority of 3 to 5 max things that I want to get done for that day. Big priorities. Like if I get these things done, then I am successful, period. Other things I let go. But what happens because I schedule time in increments that are bigger than what needs to get, than what I need to get things done, I have extra time to throw in other things on my list or to begin working on the next thing that I need to have happen. This takes discipline. In the John Maxwell team, John Maxwell says, discipline is the ability to give yourself a command and follow through with it. Discipline is the ability to give yourself a command and follow through with it. Hey, sister. So if you don't have enough time, it's a you and you deal. Barring emergencies, okay? Let's just set emergencies aside. Let's take them off the table. If you don't have enough time, it's a you and you deal. You don't have your priorities straight and you don't have good boundaries. When I had my priorities out of whack and I didn't have good boundaries, I worked and worked and worked. I worked so many hours, and here's what would happen. I'd be ready to come home for dinner at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And that was about the time I worked in senior living. Okay. And so people would come in to visit their families in the evenings. And so about 5 or 6 o'clock was when people were getting off work and they were stopping by to see mom or dad. And my office was right by the front door. And I always told people the door was always open. Right. And so what would happen is they would come in to see mom and dad and they'd see my door open and they'd come over and talk to me. And what would I do? I'd stay with them. I'd talk with them. And then when I got home late for supper and maybe my husband was not amused with me, I would blame it on the families that stopped by. It wasn't a crisis. No one needed me. I just chose to not have boundaries and to not live my priorities all at the same time. And you know what? I did that over and over and over again. It negatively impacted my marriage. It impacted my relationship with my kids. And it impacted my happiness. I wasn't able to be happy or fulfilled because I was screwing my own self over. If you don't have enough time, it's a you and you deal. What do you need to do about it? Because we all have the same amount of hours in a day. And the truth is, we spend time doing what we make a priority, period. And I know that can be painful to hear. But we spend our time doing what we believe is a priority, period. So I hope this helps you. I hope this serves you well, especially going into the holidays. In fact, I have a series on the Dialed In podcast. I wonder if I have it here. Here. So if you go to my website, bethanyklum.com/podcast, or if you just Google Dialed In podcast, there's a holiday survival series that I have going on. And it gives you tips just like this. In fact, I will make this live into one of the podcast recordings. Just because it goes hand in hand with what's happening. So if you have questions, let me know. If you're watching the replay and you have questions, don't hesitate to let me know. Put it in the comments and I'll respond. I'll get back to you. If you're not part of the dialed in group, it's called More Please with Bethany. And I don't know if I have that. I don't have a link to that to put up. But if you want to be part of my my private group where I answer your questions, I do coaching via live just like this. But also I'll do it one-on-one in messages. Be part of the group. It's called More Please with Bethany. So that's all I have tonight. Happy shopping. If you're doing shopping, have a fantastic weekend. And I'll catch you next time. Thanks for being here with me. See ya. Hey, it's Bethany. Thank you for listening to this episode. This episode actually was a Facebook Live that I did regarding not having enough time. And I have a few follow-up questions that you can write down and really dive into this for yourself. Number one, how are you spending your days? And does your day align with your priorities? And if you don't know what your priorities are, then take 5 or 10 minutes and write down the things that are important to you. I would start at number one, the thing most important to you, and go out to 10. I think 10 is probably a good max number. Otherwise, you can definitely be spread way too thin trying to do all the things. And then pay attention to how you're spending your time. Do you tell yourself you're going to live your priorities every day and then not get to them? And if so, what is happening in the process? What's happening that is causing you to not be able to live into what you say is really important to you? And then number two, the second thing I talked about in this recording was boundaries. You know, are there boundaries that you need to put in place so you can live your priorities? Do you need to say no to some things so you can open up areas where you can say yes to the things that are most important to you? Sometimes that's activities, volunteering, TV. It could be excessive social media scrolling. It could just be extra sleeping. Maybe you're someone that when you get overwhelmed with things, you go to bed. Recognizing what you're doing to avoid living your priorities and then choosing to have boundaries around those things. It also could be relationships. If you have a friend that calls you and unloads their drama about their family or their parents or whatever, and it sucks your time and you feel heavy when you get off the phone, maybe it's time to start asking yourself, you know, if the people that you surround yourself with look like people that you want to be like, because the truth of it is we become the average of the 5 people that we surround ourselves with most often. So I hope this served you well. Thank you so much for listening to the Holiday Survival Series here on Dialed In. And before I hop off, I want to tell you about something so much fun that's happening. It's called the Be Unapologetically You Conference. It's happening December 16th, and it's a free event. And you can register to get access to this free event, which will be done via Zoom. And I'll be live all day long with all kinds of amazing speakers and authors and coaches. And we'll be talking about everything around this idea of really how to show up truly as yourself without pretending or people-pleasing, being insecure, stepping into really who you were made to be, knowing what that looks like, and then getting out there and living a life that's true to who you are. So you can register for that at www.unapologeticallyyouconference.com. Again, that's www.unapologeticallyyouconference.com. That page goes live December 1st. So don't forget to get your seat, share it with a friend, and we'll see you on the 16th for a full day of amazing tips and tools to help you be unapologetically you. Thanks so much for watching.